感谢赞美主，我们能够在他面前唱这样的诗歌，守我此生做奉献。
Praise the Lord, we can sing this hymn in front of Him. Take my life and let it be.
正如弟兄所说的，按照我们自己的光景，我们实在好像觉得唱不出这样的诗歌。
Just like our brother has said, according to our own situation, we cannot sing this song.
但感谢主，因为我们在拨饼喝杯之后，我们纪念主连于主之后，我们实在是被主的爱所激励，因此我们可以唱这样的诗歌。
But thanks the Lord, after the table meeting, after we have drank of the cup and ate of the bread, we know that we can sing this hymn.
感谢主，好，弟兄姐妹也常常提醒我，是好有好好一段日子没有来到当伯弟兄姐妹中间。
Brothers and sisters often remind me that it's been a while since the last time I came to Dumbo.
今天我感觉真的好像回家了。
I had a feeling that I have come to home.
看到许多弟兄姐妹们没有太大的改变。
I have seen many brothers and sisters hasn't changed a lot.
但看到很多的孩子们都有许多的改变。
I have seen all the children have changed a lot.
不仅个子改变了。那个脸的样子也都改变。
All their stature and their face have changed a lot.
但不管我们的外体是否有改变。
Regardless if our outward body has changed any changes or not.
但盼望我们的心在主的面前是一天心是一天。
May our heart be renewed day by day in front of the Lord.
早晨愿意借着弟兄姐妹都相当熟悉的。经文和弟兄姐妹来交通关于亚伯的献祭。
This morning I want to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters about the sacrifice of Abel.
我们先读打开圣经到希伯来书新约的希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
我们先读希伯来书十一章一二两节。
Chapter 11 verse 1 to 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信，就知道诸世界。对不起，两节就好了。好，那我们就停在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
我们读第四节。
And verse 4.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous.God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks.
所以这里特别请弟兄们注意，我们看到亚伯所献的祭，神指着他所献的这个礼物呢，做了一个见证。
So here, we see that, through the sacrifice of Abel, God testified of his gifts.
那我们来看一下在旧约记载关于亚伯的事情。
Let's look at the story about Abel in the Old Testament.
在创世纪第四章。
In Genesis chapter 4.
在旧约圣经创世纪第四章，我们要读比较长一点的经文，一到十二节。我先用中文读，再请姐妹用英文读。
Let's read in Chinese first and English.
对不起，为了节省时间缘故，那我们就各自用我们熟悉的语言一同声来读，好不好
？Let's read together.
好。有一日。那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前， 你必厌恶你，你却要制服他。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。好，那我们最后一处读新约加拉太书。
Lastly, the book of Galatians.
新约加拉太书第五章。
Book of Galatians, chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章，我们读二四二五两节。
Verse 24 and 25.
加太书第五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。好，那我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨赐给我们饼杯的时间。
Lord, we thank you for the table meeting time this morning.
让我们能够和蒙恩的弟兄姐妹一同在你面前来纪念你，一同来敬拜赞美你。
So we may remember you and praise you and worship you with all the brothers and sisters saved by grace.
主，感谢你的同在。
We thank you for your presence.
也感谢你的悦纳。
And thank you for your pleasure.
我们也将以下我们交通你话语的时间仰望主。
We commend the ensuing time unto your hands.
求你仍然与我们同在。
May you still be with us.
也求你向我们的心说话。
And may you speak to our hearts.
叫我们都能够因着你的话语得建立。
So we may built up in your words.
我们的心也能够被你的话语来激励。
So our hearts can be compelled by your words.
让我们能够将自己、将身体献上，当作活祭来归给你。
So we may offer up our body as a living sacrifice unto you.
祝福以下的时间。
May you bless the ensuing time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 圣经给我们看到神，我们人在神心意中所占的那极重要的地位。
The Bible shows us the important place that man has in God's heart.
创世纪一开始给我们看到神伟大的创造。
In the beginning of the Genesis, God shows us a great creation.
但神在创造万物之后，他并没有接着来告诉我们这万物的奥妙和它的规律。
But God did not show us the law and the mystery of the creation after that.
反而在整卷的创世纪里头，神借着八位始祖的生平，让我们能够看见我们人在他的心意当中是何等的宝贵。
But through the life story of the eight patriarchs, God shows us what an important place man has in God's heart.
神要叫我们从这八位始祖的生平当中来学习这信心的功课和属灵生活的重要秘诀。
So we can learn the lessons of faith and spiritual principles through those eight patriarchs.
叫我们能够借着始祖的生平，我们能够明白我们当如何能够活出一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So we may learn how to live out the life that pleases God through the life of the eight patriarchs.
首先我们看到始祖亚当夏娃的犯罪和堕落。
First we saw our ancestor Adam and Eve.Sinned and fell.
他们吃了神所吩咐他们不可吃的那分别善恶树上的果子。
They ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God commanded them not to eat.
他们受了蛇的引诱，他们违背了神的命令。
They were deceived by the serpent and rebelled God's commandment.
当他们吃了这果子，他们眼睛就明亮了。
And after they ate the fruit, their eyes were opened.
然而他们眼睛明亮之后，他们所看见的第一件事情就是自己的赤身露体而感到羞耻。
The first thing they saw after their eyes were opened was that they were naked and they were ashamed.
这就是我们看到始祖犯罪的那一段历史。
We saw the history of the fall of our ancestors.
然后当他们看到自己因赤身露体而感到羞耻的时候，我们看到始祖就做了两件事情。
So after they saw their nakedness and shame, they did two things.
第一，他们就用无花果树的叶子为自己来编做裙子，遮盖自己的羞耻。
They sewed fig leaves and made themselves coverings to cover up their shame.
第二，他们就是躲避神的面。
Secondly, they hide themselves from the presence of the Lord.
因此，我们知道当始祖犯罪之后，他们因着自己犯罪的羞耻，他们就不敢来到神面前来亲近神。
So they dare not to come to the presence of God because of their sin.
正如圣经所说。今天罪人仍然是在躲避神的面。
Just as the scripture has said, not even till today, sinners are still trying to hide away from God.
甚至罪人会说没有神。
They even say there is no God.
他们都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
They have all turned aside. They have altogether become unprofitable.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There is none who does good, not one.
我们看见人就从神原初创造人的那个心意就堕落，就远离了。
We see that how man has fallen from the original will of God.
然而在创世纪第三章记载，让我们看到神却为了这犯罪堕落的人预备了，启示了那个宝贵的救恩。
However, in Genesis chapter 3, God revealed this salvation to man.
就是神要借着女人的那一个后裔，来把人重新带回到神的面前。
So through the descendant of the woman, God will show his salvation.
所以神就对蛇说，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
God said to the serpent, "The seed of the woman shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
当我们读创世纪的时候，我们看到亚当夏娃听了神这样的一个应许，并没有说到他们的反应是如何。
When we're reading Genesis, it did not mention Adam and Eve's response after they heard God's promise.
然而到了希伯来书十一章的时候，我们就看到亚当并没有被记载在神所纪念的这信心的见证人的行列当中。
But in Hebrews 11, we see that Adam was not listed among the witnesses of faith.
希伯来书第十一章记载那见证的信息的见证人的行列里，第一位乃是说到亚伯。
The first witness listed in Hebrews chapter 11 was Abel.
早晨我们就愿意从这信心的见证人亚伯的生平，我们来看神所喜悦的那个信心的见证人。
So this morning, let's look at the witness that through the life story of Abel.
希伯来书告诉我们，亚伯因着信，他献祭与神，就比该隐所献的更美，因此得了称义的见证。
The scripture tells us by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
就是神指着他礼物所做的见证。
That was the God testifying of his gifts.
这里我们感到很稀奇，亚伯献祭与神，该隐也同样献祭与神。
We felt marvelous here because Cain offered to God and also Abel also offered to God.
为什么圣经说亚伯所献的比该隐所献的更美呢？
Why does the scripture said Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain?
关键是在于亚伯他所献与神的是因着信。
The key was Abel offered to God a sacrifice by faith.
那亚伯的信究竟是怎么一回事呢？
What is the faith of Abel?
我们来看一看。我们知道亚伯和他的兄弟该隐都是亚当和夏娃他们被神赶出伊甸园之后所生的孩子。
We know Abel and his brother Cain were the sons born to Adam and Eve after they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
该隐是亚伯的哥哥。
Cain was Abel's older brother.
该隐的名字乃是得的意思。
The meaning of the name Cain was acquire.
很可能该隐在出生的时候，这亚当和夏娃他们就以为这个要出生的这个大儿子该隐是神所应许的那一个后裔。
So probably when Cain was born, Adam and Eve thought this is a promised descendant as their oldest son.
所以他们就欢喜的盼望，哎呀，得着了。
So they hoped with joy. They thought that they have acquired.
我在想该隐的时候，我也想到很多时候。我们弟兄姐妹们，我们生我们第一个孩子的时候啊，我们也常是欢喜盼望，我们就觉得哎呀，真的是感谢主，我们得着了一个孩子。
Just like us, when we gave birth to our first child, oftentimes we praise the Lord. We thought we have acquired a child from the Lord.
所以我们就非常的用心，我们就非常的小心谨慎的来养育这个投生的孩子。
So we pay close attention and be very cautious to raise this first child.
就像亚当和夏娃一样。
Just like Adam and Eve.
但他们后来看着这个孩子啊，这个该隐啊，一天一天长大以后。
So when they saw this child grow up day by day,
他们就发现这个孩子啊，怎么好像身上还是有许多的这个小缺点。
They see shortcomings on this child.
慢慢长大以后发现这个该隐啊，好像脾气也不太好。
They see he was also ill-tempered.
好像也不太顺服父母亲。
Not very obedient.
就跟亚当夏娃做父母亲啊差不多。
Just parents among us, just like Adam and Eve.
所以呢，这个孩子呢，啊，就慢慢这个父母亲啊，对这个孩子呢，好像就失去了那个信心和盼望。
And gradually, the parents seemingly lost hope on this child.
所以等到亚当和夏娃要生第二胎的时候呢，他们已经心灰意冷了。
So when they are about to give birth to the second child, they were hopeless.
他们就给这个该隐的弟弟啊，就给他取名叫亚伯。
And they named him Abel.
亚伯是什么意思呢？
What does the Abel mean?
亚伯就是虚空的意思。
Abel means vanity.
哎呀，我们看到这个亚当夏娃他们要生第二个孩子的时候呢，他们已经没有什么盼望了。
So we see that Adam and Eve were hopeless when they gave birth to the second child.
谁知道？后来这个被父母亲取名叫虚空的亚伯反倒成了神彰显他心意的那个器皿。
However, this Abel, who was named by vanity by his parents, later on became a vessel that manifests God's will.
圣经告诉我们，该隐长大以后他是种地的，而亚伯呢是牧羊的。
The scripture tells us growing up, Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep.
该隐选择种地，就表明了他是一个落在神咒诅里亚当的后裔。
Cain's choice represents that he was the descendant and a curse.
因为亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，地就因着亚当的缘故受了咒诅。
Because after Adam and Eve sinned, the ground was cursed for the sake of Adam's sin.
神对亚当说，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
God said to Adam, in the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread.
因此我们看到，该隐就是为了一个糊口而汗流满面的一个人。
So we see that Cain was a person that labored for bread in the sweat of his face.
该隐对于他的父母被神赶出伊甸园，还有他们身上所穿的神为他们做的皮衣，他没有太多的想法和感觉。
Cain did not have much feeling or thought about the experience of his parents and or their tunics of skin.
对该隐来说，这不过就是他们父母亲从小对他所说的一些故事而已。
Those are mere stories to Cain.
该隐他所关心的是他每天的生活。
What Cain was concerned about is his daily life.
他每天从种地的出产是他所关心的。
What he was concerned about is the fruit out of the ground that he tilled.
该隐对于他父母还有他们离开神的面这件事情，他没有太多的感觉。
He did not have much feeling about living out the presence of God.
反正日子该怎么过就怎么过。
He just lived the life day by day.
而亚伯是不一样的。
Abel was different.
圣经告诉我们亚伯是牧羊的。
The scripture tells us Abel was a keeper of the sheep.
亚伯为什么会选择牧羊作为他的职业呢？
Why did Abel choose sheep keeping as his profession?
作为他每天所做的事呢？
as a job he did every day.
我们知道那时候的人啊是不吃肉的。
We know that at that time, people did not eat meat.
所以实在说来，牧羊啊，这个职业不是一个好的职业。
So practically, the keeping sheep as a profession was not very promising.
可能在我们比较熟悉的这个文化背景里头啊，今天我们如果想到要为孩子选一个职业的话啊，我们绝对不会去选啊，比方说是历史啊，或是文学啊。
So with a similar cultural background, if we help our kids to choose their profession, we probably won't recommend history or literature.
因为我们觉得这个经济效益不大。
Because we think they are not financially profitable.
这将来怎么样才能够养家活口呢？
How can they put bread on the table for their family in the future?
然而亚伯他却选择了牧羊作为他每天的生活。
But Abel chose keeping of the sheep as his profession.
这叫我们感到稀奇。
And it is amazing to us.
从希伯来书我们似乎可以看出来，亚伯他的心，他渴望回到神的面前。
Through the book of Hebrews, we can see that Abel's heart was longed for.To return to the presence of God.
亚伯似乎从他父母亲的经历，还有他们身上所穿的这个皮衣，他有一个渴望。
Abel had this longing through the experience of his parents and the clothes of skin.
他从他父母亲身上所穿的皮衣，他似乎想到神是如何流了动物的血，取了动物的皮。才给他父母亲做了皮衣来遮盖他们的羞耻。
He knew how God has shed the blood of the animal and made a tunic for his parents with the skin of the animal.
约伯从他父母亲，神为他父母亲所做的这件事情，他得了启示。
Abel received the revelation through what God has done on his parents.
若不流血。罪就不得赦。
Without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
所以我们看到亚伯，他因着相信神做这些从做这件事情所得来的启示，他就选择了以这个神的启示作为他生活的那个中心和那个目标。
So after Abel has received the revelation, he believed this revelation from God and chose this revelation from God as the center and goal of his life.
他深深的渴望得着灵魂的救恩，他深深的盼望能够重新再回到神的面前。
He longed for the salvation of the souls. He longed for returning to the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，新冠疫情从2020年中国春节的前后到今天，差不多整整的三年。
It's been three years since the pandemic began.
当世界多数的国家都正在要恢复正常生活之际
，When most of the country in the world are getting ready to return to normal.
从十二月开始，我们知道在中国。就爆发了一个前所未有的疫情的传播。
In December, we know there was an unprecedented outbreak in China.
到目前为止，差不多我所认识到的弟兄姐妹们，他们都有受到疫情，就都有染疫的亲人在中国。
Up until now, almost every brother and sister I knew had some family members who were infected.
我不知道在当博弟兄姐妹中间是不是也有在中国的亲人受到这疫情的影响。
I don't know if brother and sisters in Dumbo that you have any families back in China were infected.
所以从十二月开始啊，在新南区的弟兄姐妹祷告会当中，我们常常的就在主的面前来为着在中国受疫情影响的亲人们祷告。
We often prayed for the families in China, who were infected by the pandemic since December.
我也知道，像杨腾弟兄，他也因着老父母亲，他也特别赶回去中国。
I know our brother Yang went back to China because of his father who were infected.
当我们在为着我们所爱的亲人在祷告的时候
When we were praying for our beloved family,
我们除了为他们身体健康能够从疫情中能够恢复过来，我们来求告主。
Besides praying for their health and recovery from the pandemic,
但更重要的，我们实在是需要为着在中国还有许许多多还没有蒙恩得救的灵魂。在主的面前来祷告。
More importantly, we shall pray for the salvation of the souls, of those who are still unbelievers.
因为我个人相信，神借着这一次在全世界发生一个这么大的疫情，他要向世人发出一个非常重要的信息。
I believe that God was delivering a very important message through this global pandemic.
就在以赛亚书五十五章六七两节所说的。
Just as in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6-7.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华。
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord.
耶和华就必连续他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
And he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
弟兄姐妹，我们为着我们已经领受的救恩，我们感谢神。
We thank God for the salvation that we have received.
但我们更需要为着当今还没有信主蒙恩的人，我们要来为他们祷告。
But we ought to pray for those unbelievers in this world. For
因为这是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
神何等愿意人能够认识他的救恩，得着他的救恩，享受他的救恩。
How willingly does God want people to know His salvation and receive and enjoy His salvation?
这就是亚伯他因着相信神所做所显明的启示，他献上了羊羔，他得着了因信称义的明证。
This is how Abel offered the sacrifice and obtained the witness of the justification by faith in God's revelation.
那什么是启示呢？
What is revelation?
启示乃是光照进黑暗里。
Revelation is that the light shines into darkness.
我们记得在神第一天的创造里面，我们看到神就说要有光。就有了光。
On the first day of creation, God said, "There be light. There was light."
神看光是好的，就把光和暗分开了。
God saw the light was good, and He divided the light from the darkness.
弟兄姐妹，当我们的始祖犯罪堕落之后，所有从父母所生在世上的人，我们里头的光景都是那空虚混沌、渊灭黑暗的情形。
So after the fall of our ancestors, our inner situation are just like without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep.
是神的灵运行在人的里面，神的话发出亮光的时候，我们看到我们心里面那原本黑暗的情形就受了光照。
When the Spirit of God was hovering in us, and the Word of God shines a light in us and illuminates us, so we receive the light.
这光就叫我们得着了一个启示。
And this light gave us this revelation.
而这个启示叫我们能够认识那吩咐光照在黑暗里，从黑暗里照出来的神，他已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
This revelation shows us the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这是在保罗在哥林多后书四章六节所说的话。
This is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
其实该隐和亚伯他们两个人都同样有机会是能够得着这个神的启示。
In fact, Cain and Abel, they have the same opportunity to receive God's revelation.
只是当神的光照进该隐的心里的时候，他心里黑暗，不接受光。
Unfortunately, when God's light shone in Cain's heart, he did not want to accept the light.
而当这个光照在亚伯心里的时候，亚伯他心里他接受了这个神的启示。
But Abel accepted the light and received the revelation.
想到我们自己的蒙恩得救，我们也是在神的光里，我们看见了我们自己里头那个因犯罪而有的那个黑暗、那个混沌的一个情形。
Thinking about our own salvation, it is through God's light we saw the darkness and void in our hearts.
在神话语的光中，我们得了启示，我们认识了主耶稣基督的宝血，能够洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
We receive the revelation in God's word, and we know that the precious blood of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, cleans us from an evil conscience.
更重要的是，我们认识了我们人无论做了多好，我们无论多努力，我们都永远无法满足神圣洁公义的要求。
More importantly, we know that whatever or however well man does, he cannot fulfill the righteous and holy right requirement of God.
我们从神的启示里头，我们认识了唯有基督的宝血能够满足神圣洁公义的要求。
Through God's revelation, we know that only the precious blood of Christ can fulfill the righteous and holy requirement of God.
这也是我们早晨一同在饼杯面前所做的见证。
This is the testimony we have this morning in front of the table meeting.
是主的宝血为我们在神的面前满足了那公义的要求。
It is through the precious blood of the Lord that God's righteous and holy requirements was fulfilled.
叫我们能够借着它，能够坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
So through him, we may come boldly to the presence of God.
这也正是亚伯他所做的见证。
This is Abel's testimony.
亚伯因着他所得的启示，他献上了神所喜悦的羊羔和羊羔的脂油。
Abel offered this lamb and the fat of the lamb which pleases God by the revelation.
他就得了神称他为义的那个名证。
And so he obtained the witness of justification by faith.
正如希伯来书所说的，是神指着他的礼物所做的见证。
Just as Hebrews said, God testified of his gift.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们从亚伯身上学习什么功课呢？
What lesson can we learn from Abel?
我们看到亚伯他的心渴望回到神的面前。
We see that the Abel's heart longed for returning to the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是否在我们每天生活当中，我们也渴望能够见到神的面呢？
Do we long to meet God in our daily life?
弟兄姐妹，我们若有像亚伯这样的心，有这样的渴慕，神是何等愿意让我们能够常常来见他的面。
If we have this desire, how willingly does God have for us to see him?
第二，我们看到亚伯他来到神的面，他是靠着神所启示的羔羊。
And secondly, Abel came to the presence of God through the lamb revealed by God.
今天在我们每天的灵修的生活当中。
In our spiritual exercise,
或者今天我们在工作、在行路的生活里头
，or in our daily business,
弟兄姐妹，我们是否也同样的是靠着我们的主，我们来到神的面前
？Are we coming to the Lord, to God by our Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们读神的话语，我们是否能够见到神的面
？When we read the Word of God, can we meet God?
今天我们向神祷告的时候，我们是不是有充足的信心？我们乃是来到了施恩宝座前。
When we pray to God, do we have this faith that we are coming to this mercy seat?
我们永远不能忘记，我们乃是靠着我们的主耶稣基督，我们才能够来到神的面前，与他亲近。
We shall never forget that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can come to God and draw near to God.
不是因为我们好。
It's not because what we are good.
不是因为我们配。
It's not because we are worthy.
不是因为我们这个礼拜没有犯罪，所以我们能够来到神面前。
Not that we have not sinned this week, so we can come to the Lord.
不是因为今天我们在神的面前有什么功劳，所以我们能够配来到神的面前。
Not that we have any credit before God, so we are worthy to come to God.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
Not that.
亚伯所做的见证，乃是靠着羔羊才能够来到神的面前。
Abel's witness tells us that through only through the Lamb that we can come before the Lord.
因此我们看到亚伯的一生，他就一直活在这样一个启示的亮光的底下。
So we see that Abel lived in the light of this revelation throughout his life.
叫他能够在神的面前活出一个因信称义的生活。
So he lived out this life of justification by faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们若不是活在这样一个启示的光中，我们一切所做的就会像该隐所做的一样。
But and sisters, if we are not living in this light of revelation, what we have done was just like Cain.
我们看到该隐他也是有所献给神的。
We know that Cain has something to offer.
但他所献给神的乃是他亲自劳力耕种从地里所得的出产。
But what he offered was a fruit of the ground that he tilled it himself.
该隐试着要用自己所认为最好的，并且呢是以自己的努力、自己的办法，企图要来得神的原谅和喜悦。
What Cain did was he tried to obtain God's forgiveness and pleasure by his own effort.
该隐所代表的就是天然人所产生出来的各样的宗教。
What Cain signified was the all kinds of religions coming from the natural man.
许多的人都很同情该隐。
Many people sympathize with Cain.
其实包括我第一次读到关于该隐的事情，我里面也会对他有个同情心。
Even me, when the first time I read the story of Cain, I sympathize with.
我们很自然会觉得该隐他没有功劳也有苦劳，对不对？
Naturally, we thought at least he should take credit for his labor, if not.
许多，我相信包括许多基督徒在内，也都会有这样的一个心思。
I know probably many brothers and sisters had the same thought.
因为我们看该隐，他也不偷，他又没有抢。
Cain neither steal nor rob.
他是凭自己的劳力养活自己和一家。
He put bread on the table for his families by his own hands.
并且他把自己劳力所得的拿来献给神，这没有什么不对啊。
And he offered to God what the fruit of his labor. There's nothing wrong with that.
神为什么不悦纳他呢？
Why did not God take pleasure of him?
殊不知在我们始祖犯罪堕落之后，
is that after the fall of our ancestors,
其所有从父母亲所生在这世上的人都是罪人。
Everyone who was born in the world is sinner.
我们都是带着罪性而生在这世界上。
We were born into the world with a sinful nature.
所以该隐所预表的就是罪人试图要用自己的办法来与神和好。
What Cain has signified was that the sinners tried to reconcile with God by their own efforts.
这就是宗教的心思。
That is the thought of religion.
我们常听人说宗教都是好的，因为是劝人为善的。
We oftentimes we heard that people say, all the religions are good because it exhorts people to do good.
这似乎并没有什么不好的。
There's nothing wrong with religion.
然而我们看到亚伯他所献上的供物，他乃是根据神所启示的救恩。
However, we see that Abel offered the sacrifice by the salvation that God had revealed.
亚伯他所献给神的，乃是神所喜悦的那个祭物，就是羔羊。
What Abel offered to God was the lamb that pleased God.
所以我们可以这么说，神看不中该隐和他的供物，是因为该隐这个人不对。
So we can say that God did not respect Cain and his offering because of Cain himself.
正如圣经所说的，他说我们从人所行的义，在神的面前不过就像污秽破烂的衣服一样。
Just as the scripture has said, all the good deeds man does in front of God are just like a filthy cloak.
我也常跟福音朋友们会提到，我说我们如果手脏了，我们能够用一桶脏水来把我们的手洗干净吗？
And when I talk to the gospel friends, I talk to them when our hands are dirty and we can wash our hands with water.
Can we
wash our hands with the water?
Dirty water.
Dirty well, with the dirty water.
所以脏水不能够把我们的脏手洗干净。
So the dirty water cannot cleanse our dirty hands.
我们这带着罪性的生命，无论做得多好，做得多少，也不能够叫我们这有罪的生命能够在神的面前得蒙神的喜悦。
So as a sinner, no matter how good we did, we cannot take pleasure, please God. We cannot please God.
所以我们看到神看重亚伯他的供物，并不是因为亚伯比该隐好。
So we see that God respected Abel and his offerings, not because that Abel was better than Cain.
不是因为亚伯比该隐的罪少。
Not because Abel was less sinful than Cain.
乃是因为他所献的是羊群中头生的。
It's because what he offered was the firstborn of his flock.
这正是神所要启示的那个神的羔羊。
Which is the lamb revealed by God.
所预表的就是我们主耶稣。
Signifying our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是那无瑕疵、无斑点。神的羔羊
the spotless and spotless lamb without blemish.
神要借着他除去世人的罪孽。
Through him, God will take away the sins of the world.
叫我们有罪的人，乃是因着信他得被神称义，蒙神所悦纳。
So that sinners can be justified and please God by him.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得？当你蒙恩得救的时候，你是因为你比别人好，所以神救你，还是因为你信耶稣基督，所以神悦纳你呢？
But and sisters, when you were saved by grace, it was that because you were better than other people, so God saved you, or it was just that God saved you by faith?
盼望我们都一直活在这一个启示的亮光当中。
May we continue to live in this light of revelation.
我们和亚伯一样。
So just like Abel,
我们并没有比别人好。
We are not better than other people.
只是因为在神启示的光中，我们接受了神所启示的这个救恩。
It was because we received and accepted the salvation by the revelation of God.
叫我们因着相信耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So through believing Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
叫我们能够被神称义。
So we may be justified by God.
我们能够被神所接纳。
And we may be accepted by God.
所以我们明白了该隐所预表的就是那出于天然血气是属乎肉体的。
So what Cain signified was of the flesh.
而亚伯所预表的就是那出于启示出于信心是属乎圣灵的。
What Abel signified was from revelation and faith, which was of the Spirit.
加太书第一章，保罗说，神乐意启示他儿子在我们心里。
And in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, God said, Paul said, it pleased God to reveal his son to me.
我们每一个信主的人都是像亚伯一样，是借着圣灵的光照得了启示，我们认识了神的儿子，认识了神的羔羊。
We as believers are just like Abel, through the light of the revelation, we know the Son of God and the Lamb of God.
可是保罗到了加拉太书第四章，他就告诉我们说，那从前那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
But when it comes to Galatians chapter 4, we saw that he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit. Even so, it is now.
保罗在这里所说的，我们知道是指着亚伯拉罕之前按着血气所生的儿子以实玛利逼迫了那按着神的应许所生的那个以撒的那段历史。
We know Paul was talking about the history of the Ishmael, son of Abraham, who was born of the flesh, persecuted the Isaac, who was born of the spirit according to God's promise.
但早在这之前，在人类的第一对弟兄中间，我们就看到了发生那属肉体的该隐逼迫了。那属灵的亚伯这样的悲剧。
However, the tragedy has already happened between the very first human brothers, that are the Cain who was of the flesh persecuted Abel who was of the spirit.
但保罗说现在也是这样，这是什么意思呢？
When Paul said even so it is now, what does that mean?
一方面他是说到那信奉犹太教的人逼迫那信奉耶稣的基督徒。
And on the one hand, he talks about the people in Judaism persecuted Christians who believed in Jesus.
同时他也是说到在我们里面那个属肉体的生命是如何逼迫我们里面那属灵的新生命。
On the other hand, he also talks about our inner life of the flesh, how the life of flesh persecuted the life of spirit.
所以到了加拉太书第五章，保罗就告诉我们，他说因为情欲和圣灵相争，这个情欲啊，它原文意思就是肉体。
And in Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells us, because lust or flesh lust against the spirit.
圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
And spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary to each other, so that you cannot do what you wish.
就是基督徒蒙恩以后的挣扎。
This is struggle after we are saved.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有经历这样的挣扎呢？
Have you ever experienced the same struggle?
就是你心里面所愿意做的。
Is that what you wish to do?
你知道是谁所喜悦你做的。
You know that it is pleased God to do that.
你偏偏不去做。
But you did not do.
或者你想做，你却做不出来。
What you wanted to do, then you cannot live out.
另一方面，你明明知道这是神所不喜悦你做的。
On the other hand, you know that it is not pleased God to do this.
可是你又偏偏去做。
But willfully you did.
苦不苦？
Is that a struggling?
对 ，struggling 这个很好。我想我们很有体会啊，就像使徒保罗在罗马书第七章啊，他也跟我们一样有这样的挣扎的。
We know that Paul had the same struggle in Romans chapter 7.
你说保罗这样的大弟兄，他这样一个属灵的使徒，他也跟我们一样会有这样的一个挣扎吗？
You may wonder that the brother, someone like Paul, so spiritual like Paul, does he have the same struggle as us?
保罗在罗马书第七章就说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Paul said, how wretched I am, and who can save me, deliver me from this body of death?
所以保罗他深深知道，在他里面这个属肉体的是如何在逼迫属灵的。
So Paul knew that how this life of flesh persecuted the life of spirit.
我们知道，当保罗要去大马色逼迫基督徒的路上，他蒙了光照。
We know that Paul was illuminated on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians.
他得着了神的启示。
He received the revelation of God.
他知道他过去如何在犹太教里面热心的在那里来逼迫基督徒。
He saw that how fervently he was to in Judaism to persecute Christians.
他知道那是凭着他肉体所做的。
He knew he did that according to his flesh.
然而在他蒙光照之前，他以为他就是在侍奉神。
After he was illuminated, he thought that was serving God.
然而在那大光的里面，
However, in this great light,
他得着了神的启示。
He received the revelation of God.
他认清楚了那属肉体的是如何逼迫了那属灵的。
He saw clearly how the flesh persecuted the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们听到基督徒有的会这么想，会这么讲。
Oftentimes we heard Christians said so.
好，如果啊，我也能够有一天像使徒保罗在大马色那样子被神大光一照的话，我肯定也像保罗一样，一生这样子来侍奉主，跟随主。
If only I can be illuminated just like Paul on the way to Damascus, I surely can follow the Lord all my life.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记，保罗在那大光一照之下，他的肉身的眼睛瞎了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget, after that big, great light, Paul was physically blinded.
他重要的是他里面的眼睛啊，他被打开了。
But more importantly, his inner eyes were opened.
他看见了神的光照在基督的面上。
He saw that the light of God shone on the face of Jesus Christ.
所以当我想到这件事情的时候，我就深深的唯恐啊，弟兄姐妹们不明白这件事情。
I'm afraid that brothers and sisters may not know this.
许多时候在我们生活在我们的环境当中我们也遭遇也经历了一些的 苦难
we, oftentimes we encounter some sufferings and difficulties in our daily circumstances
那在这些苦难当中啊我们真的是呼求主来拯救我们
we pray to the Lord that he may save us among all these sufferings
那弟兄姐妹这一切的苦难其实都是为神来效力的
But however, all these sufferings worked for God.
其实神常常愿意借着苦难，借着环境，他要把他的光照进在我们的里面。
God wanted to shine to give His light to us, to shine in us through all the circumstances and sufferings.
在我们的里面得着光照，得着启示。
So we may be illuminated and receive revelation.
就我们能够知道神借着这个环境、这个苦难，在我们身上主要成就的是什么。
So we may know that what God wanted to accomplish through the circumstances and sufferings.
可许多时候，我们苦难或许经历了。
But oftentimes we get through the sufferings.
但是我们里面却没有蒙光照。却没有得着启示。
But inwardly we were not illuminated. We did not receive the revelation.
若是这样，就像诗歌所说的，多少痛苦白白受。
If so, just like the hymn has said, how many sufferings were suffered in vain.
弟兄姐妹，神何等乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
How willingly that God wanted to reveal His Son to us.
今天神借着发生在我们周遭的每一件事情。神都要告诉我们他所要告诉我们的重要的事情
Everything in our life through everything in our life God wanted to tell us what he wanted to reveal to us the most important
神的心意就是愿意我们更多的认识他的儿子
God's will was for us to know his son more
叫我们知道我们如何能够借着神的儿子让神在我们身上来成就他所喜悦的工作。
So God can accomplish among us what pleased Him through His Son.
所以对保罗来讲，他非常清楚的明白，那属肉体的生命在他里面如何来逼迫那属灵的新生命。
So Paul knew that how the life of flesh has persecuted the life of spirit in him.
因此，他就在加太书第五章那里，他就语重心长的劝诫加拉太的众圣徒，也是劝诫我们这些因信被神称义的众圣徒。
So in Galatians chapter 5, Paul earnestly exhorted the saints in Galatia and also to the saints who were justified by grace, justified by faith.
在加拉太书五章二十四节那边说，保罗说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 says, And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
弟兄姐妹，唯有借着基督的十字架，才能够致死我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲。
Only through the cross of Christ that our flesh and the passions and desires can be done away with.
保罗进而告诉我们，我们若靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Furthermore, Paul tells us, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
姐妹，今天是圣灵开启了我们。
Brothers and sisters, today the Spirit has enlightened us.
是圣灵重生了我们。
And we were born again in Spirit.
叫我们能够成为神的儿女。
So we were called the children of God.
那今天我们既是靠着圣灵，我们被神称义，成为神的儿女。
So today we are justified by God and was it's called children of God. Children of God.
我们今天仍然需要来靠着圣灵，才能够活出一个神所喜悦的生活。
So today, by the Spirit, we may live out the life that pleases God.
不然的话，我们若是靠着肉体来行事，那我们就落在该隐那样的一个光景里头。
If we walk in flesh, we may be the same as Cain.
那前一阵子我大女儿啊，跟我们分享了一点她在去年下半年的属灵的学习。
Some time ago, my oldest daughter shared what she has learned in the past year.
有些弟兄姐妹可能知道，我大女儿 Grace 她在过去五年里，她在莱斯大学的基督徒校园团契中服事。
My oldest daughter Grace served in the campus fellowship in Rice University in the past 5 years.
她和我们分享到，去年下半年主就提醒了她。
And she shared with us at the latter part of last year, the Lord reminded him.
对，尽管他愿意为着神和神的国度有许多的服事，许多的摆上。
Although she wanted to serve the Lord and His kingdom.
然而，主提醒他，他有可能会忽略了一件最重要的事情。
But the Lord reminded her that. She may have neglected one most important thing.
就是与神同在。
That was to be with God.
在每天生活当中与神有一个不间断的一个交通。
To have a continual fellowship in her daily life with God.
这件事情是主提醒她，也提醒我们每一个人，是我们基督徒这一生最重要的一件事。
This is the most important thing that God has reminded her and also reminded each one of us.
其实我女儿她是非常尽心尽力的来做好她的服事。
In fact, my daughter was very faithful to serve.
有时候她那个辛劳到个地步啊，连做妈妈、做母亲的都有点舍不得了。
Even to the point that. And her mother.
舍不得。
Her mother even thought it was too much for her.
嗯，好。但是主却呼召他在上一个学期里面，叫他在个人亲近主的时间里头，要安静的来坐在主的脚前。
In last semester, God reminded her that she should sit still in front of the Lord and draw near to the Lord.
在那安静在主脚前的时间里，来单单的敬拜神，并且享受主作为他的供应。
And just only worship the Lord and quiet herself in front of the Lord.
不久就最大的一个试验就临到了。
And then one of the big tests came.
就是他和他另外一位全时间的同工，他们决定在十月底举办一个叫做优雅之夜的晚会。
She and another coworker decided to arrange a party called the Night of Elegance.
那这个主要的目的呢，是要在这个他们校园学生的组织里面举办那个万圣节的黑暗之夜的举办同时呢，来为主做光和盐的见证。
The purpose of this party was to testify that bear the testimony of God's light and salt at the same time that there was a party of the night of darkness during the time of Halloween.
在几年前啊，主给他们这样一个感动和托付，就盼望在那个校园举办这样一个黑暗的一个晚会的同时呢，给校园的学生们有另外一个选项，他们能够来在一个优雅光明之夜里面来度过这万圣节的夜晚。
So they prepared an alternative for the students that at the same time.Of the Halloween, they prepared the night of elegance and the night of light for the students there.
那在经过这疫情，他们停办了三年，他们突然间知道这个黑暗之夜，他们准备要办这个舞会的时候。
After 3 years of it's been 3 years since the last time they had this party.
对，他们只有两周的时间来筹办。
And they only had 2 weeks to prepare this.
那有许许多的细节，许多的事情要能够安排，要能够发生。
a lot of details need to be arranged.
当他们和同工一起在主面前祷告寻求的时候，
when they were praying before the Lord to seek for the will of the Lord.
他们清楚知道这一次今年主的意思是要他们来办这样一个优雅之夜。
They knew that it is the will of God that for them to arrange this night of elegance.
他们也从主领受主自己必亲自负一切的责任。
They knew that God will take care of this.
可是眼看这个时间一天一天的越来越靠近。
As time passed,
到了距离这个晚会举行的时间不到五天前。
Even till 5 days prior to the party,
他们连这个晚会的场地都还没有着落。
Has not been finalized.
若是照我女儿以往的经验，她已经是焦虑不堪。
According to her previous experience, she might be very anxious.
她一定会靠自己想尽各种的办法来解决所有的问题。
She may want to solve this problem by her own effort.
可这次圣灵却在她里面来提醒她。
But this time, the Holy Spirit reminded her.
要好好的安息在神的同在里。
To rest in the presence of God.
来等候神来为一切事情做安排。
And to wait for God to prepare for all this.
我女儿就在那几天的当中，她经历了那从前所未有的那个神圣的安息。
So my daughter during those few days she experienced an unprecedented peace.
她也同时见证到神如何在她完美的时间里面叫一件一件的事情都发生。
And she also saw how God make things happen at the perfect timing.
当她完全信托在神大能的手中的时候。
When she trusted herself in God's almighty hands.
圣灵就叫万事互相效力。
And the Spirit let everything work together.
神就在他们其他校园的基督徒的校园团契当中也兴起了一些弟兄姐妹们来帮助他们。
And God has risen several other brothers and sisters to help them.
那教会弟兄姐妹们也在爱心和祷告中来扶持他们这一次的晚会。
And other brothers and sisters also help them in prayers.
所以在这一次的服事当中，主就教让他学会了在服事当中如何借着与主的连结，并且完全的交通，能够进入这样一个神圣的安息。
So through this experience, God taught her how to enter into the holy rest through the fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这也就是我们这些因信被神称义的人，我们跟随主的一个真实的生活。
But and sister, this is the reality that of our spiritual life who was saved and justified by faith.
希伯来书告诉我们，亚伯虽然死了，却因信仍旧说话。
The book of Hebrews tells us Abel being dead still speaks.
那亚伯他说什么话呢？
What does Abel say?
亚伯用他的一生，他做了一个见证。
He bore the testimony throughout his life.
就是神所启示这羔羊的救恩。
That was the salvation of the lamb revealed by God.
就是神所启示的羔羊，配得亚伯用他的一生来跟随，来见证。
The lamb that revealed by God is worthy of Abel's whole life to follow and to testify.
并且从亚伯的身上，我们也看见了那羔羊的形象。
And also through Abel, we saw the image of the lamb.
就是主耶稣那柔和谦卑那生命的性情和形象。
And that was the meekness and humility of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们所得的启示远远比亚伯在当日所得的启示更加的明亮，更加的清楚。
Brothers and sisters, today we have received a far more revelation than Abel.
那么我们是否也愿意在我们每天的生活当中
？Are we willing to in our daily life？
就像我们早先在波饼聚会当中所唱的诗歌，我们是否愿意背起我们的十字架来跟随羔羊？
Just as the hymn said in a table meeting, are we willing to take up our own cross to follow the Lamb?
借着十字架，致死我们的肉体和肉体的邪情私欲。
By the cross, put to death our flesh and the passions of the flesh.
叫我们不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
So we may no longer walk in the according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
在凡事上来讨主的喜悦。
In all things, seek to please God.
来活出那义人必因信而生的那样一个见证。
And live out the testimony that the righteous shall be justified by faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们再一次提醒我们，虽然像弟兄一开始就告诉我们，我们虽然常常软弱。
And our brothers has reminded us, although oftentimes we were weak.
但我们不因我们的软弱而灰心。
But we are not dismayed and disappointed by our weaknesses.
叫我们能够在信心里面一直仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣。
So we may look to the our author and finisher of our faith, our Lord Jesus Christ.
仰望神的羔羊。
And to look to the Lamb of God.
将我们的一生来奉献给主。
And offer up our whole life to the Lord.
让他能够得着主权。
So he may receive the dominion.
让他能够来使用我们。
So he may use us.
来彰显他自己的荣耀。
And to manifest his own glory.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你把这信心的见证人摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you to show us for showing us the witness of faith.
主借着亚伯他所得的启示。
Through the revelation received by Abel,
他因着信
by faith,
主他把他的一生信托在神的羔羊身上。
He entrusted his whole life to the Lamb of God.
主愿亚伯的一生也成为我们的激励。
May the life of Abel also encourage us.
那我们也愿意。
So we are willing.
照着你所启示我们。
According to your revelation.
我们能够像使徒保罗一样。
And just like Paul,
我们不违背这从天上来的意象。
We do not turn away from the vision of from the heaven.
让我们能够在这启示的光中。
So in this light of revelation,
一生来跟随羔羊。
And to follow the Lamb all our lives.
直到你荣耀的心意成就在我们身上。
Until your will can be accomplished among us.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给爱我们的神。
May you receive all the glory and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.